Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Nothing. The 2-2 to Rosarena. Lifted in the air to right field. Joyce going back. He looks up and it is gone.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena. Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
And he rips one into center field. That had good wood on it. Hicks is going back. He's at the wall and he's gone. Randy Arozarena.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
So what do you think? I got the thing fixed. I got the Arozarena againa. The first version was just againa, and now it's fixed. What do you think, Fester? You like it better?
I do. I think I like the alliteration. I like the extra
Macarena, Arozarena, againa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The original version was just againa.
Mm-hmm.
And then both Fester and I looked at each other and said, nah, it ought to be againa. You know, Arozarena, Macarena, againa. You know, to over enunciate that.
You want to rhyme the song.
I'm not sure about one part. Muche mi buena. Is that right? It sounds like it's missing something.
Very good.
Mucho mi buena.
Well, I think it should be muy bueno.
You think?
Yeah, I think it should be muy bueno, but it's got to be...
Mucho mi buena?
It's got to rhyme, man. It's
talking about shoveling
it in there.
Who's the host at the Spanish station down the hall? On
Nandi.
Yeah. We got to have him.
I'd like to get his opinion on this.
Yeah, play
no
this.
Bueno.
Hey, please.
Play this on your show and let us know what kind of feedback you get. Mm-hmm. Welcome, folks. It's the MJ Morning Show, and wow. 3 games to zip?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Wow, that is amazing. So, tonight they can put it away. So, if you went to bed early last night, the Rays beat the Astros again.
Mm-hmm.
The championship series, the Rays have 3 wins, and the Astros have zippo, nada, zero. Zilch.
Good for the Astros.
Do they get a charity win tonight?
No, I hope not.
I would love for this to be put away in 4 games, 4 and done. That'd be fantastic.
Clean sweep.
Astros are getting exactly what they deserve. Screw the Astros.
All right, we have a lot to do today. We got a ton of crap on the table. Oh, on the Arozarena song, can you go ahead and submit the invoice into TED? Do we have a budget for parody songs here, Fester?
I've got bad news for you in the budget.
Oh,
I had an issue yesterday.
That's no buena.
Hang on. Oh, and Froggy's got a mystery stain on his chair. What is the mystery stain? Back in a minute. It's the MJ Morning Show. Spread the word that we are back on Q105. It is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the crew, 607. What is this? Wednesday morning. MJ here, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. And if you could, folks, my wife says, will you stop saying to tell people that you're back? No, that we need that. We need word of mouth because that's the best way to spread things. I know you probably shouldn't say spread things during the COVID-19 deal, but the best way to get the word out is for all of our listeners that are listening during the course of the show to help propagate the message and get it out that the MJ Morning Show has returned after, 8 years? We are back. And we hit the ground like we just did our last show yesterday back in 2012. And the feedback is enormous. Do me a favor, remind me, I got to do a little segment on email, and the messages we're getting are just incredible. So thanks, folks. Yes, the MJ Morning Show is back. You know, our last run was 18 years, 1994 to 2012. So do we put another 18 years on the table? Do you have it in your face? I do.
You're going to be 80.
We're all going to be talking like Tom Brady.
It's the MJ Martin Show.
Stop. So great to be back, folks. And the feedback has been absolutely enormous. We have a little issue here with Froggy's chair. And was that the chair that you sat in yesterday?
Yes. Every day.
Yeah, he's been sitting in this chair now for 7 shows, right there.
Now, was that stain there yesterday, or is this the mystery stain that just appeared since yesterday's program?
No, this has been here since go. The first day of the show.
Right.
First day. I got here first that day. And I looked at the chair situation.
And you pushed that chair aside because you said, I don't want to sit in whatever the hell that is.
There's 3 chairs where we sit. Yeah. And Roxanne has a chair with the arms. There's a red chair and a black chair. And I saw this stain on the black chair at my mic position. And I'm like, I'm not sitting on that stain. And I switched them. So Froggy comes in and sits down on it with no problem. And it is the
I didn't look at the map of Hawaii I'm sitting on.
It is the most disturbing stain I've ever seen on a chair.
It is. It looks like the island chain of Hawaii.
It does.
With white splotched stains. We don't know what it is. And really, Froggy is.
There's the big island. Hey,
who was it? I have so many people calling. Who said a couple of days ago, hey, MJ, why don't you use some of your honeymoon period juice since you're new in the door to get us new chairs in here? Who said that?
Somebody said that to me.
I thought it.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it. Yes. No. But somebody actually said it to me. Absolutely. So do we need to swab that? Do we need to have like DNA testing done to see what the stain is that Froggy's sitting in on the chair?
You need to get one of those lights, those violet lights.
you mean the
glow lights?
The ultra violet light. So did you take a picture of that?
I took a picture of it. I'm trying to put it up on the website right now to see if people can identify this. What is it, a map
of the mystery stain. What is it? The mystery stain. But Froggy's right. If you look at it, it looks like you're looking at a map. And it looks like Hawaii. Look, there's the big island. There's Kauai.
Yeah, lovely.
Look, there's Molokai. And there's the big island. Did I say that? There's Oahu. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
There's a lot of stains. There's a lot.
I see a good shave ice stand right on the right on Oahu over there.
There's Dog the Bounty Hunter. Look at that.
Froggy held it at an angle to hopefully see an image of Jesus, but no such luck.
Yeah,
just a very disturbing stain.
Oh, do you remember the chair issue back during the old MJ Morning Show?
If you're talking about stains on chairs, yes.
All right, let me give you a hint, and it'll probably pop into your mind. Chair stain,
right?
Primate.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You want to tell the story?
All right, so back in the day, we were talking about the power of the amount of people that listen, the diverse audience we have. And MJ goes, I bet you I can ask my audience for anything, and they'll bring it to the studio. Just because we have so many people listening.
So many people listening. One time I said, listen, I need somebody that has been shot in the head with a nail gun. And like 3 calls are on the line with people. Oh, yeah, I was on the job. I was working for a roofing company, and a guy shot me in the head with a nail gun.
And willing to share that story.
So MJ goes on and says, does any of our listeners right now have a chimpanzee, an orangutan, a monkey, something like that? And I guess there's a rescue not too far, and they listen every morning with the chimps. And
there was a primate rescue, I think, was it Waimama or something? It was somewhere out there. And within an hour, we had an orangutan in the studio. I mean, like, right out of that Clint Eastwood movie. What was that?
Any Which Way But Loose?
Yeah. We had a
How
huge...
How big was it?
It was huge. It was the size of Fester. Yeah. Maybe a little smaller than Fester, but...
It wasn't quite as fat as I am, but still.
It would
still
murder the entire studio if it was the size of Fester.
It was a super friendly primate, and we put him in these...
Yeah, I'm glad it was, because you remember the chimp story out of Connecticut? Remember the chimp ripped the lady's face off
and
ripped
her
arm? Oh, Travis. That's right. It was Travis the chimp.
It was on pills and wine.
This wasn't that primate. This primate was very friendly.
Very friendly.
Sits in the studio, and we're kind of having fun with the people, the handlers.
So within an hour, the orangutan's in the studio. So Fester's the orangutan's in the studio, and?
When an orangutan, when they have to go, they have to go. And they went.
Ugh.
They went.
Oh, I remember
the
news guy.
The orangutan urinates all over one of the chairs.
Ugh.
And this is like a gallon of orangutan pee.
This is
a lot of orangutan pee.
A lot of time they're in diapers.
Not this one.
You can hear it.
This is a high density foam chair. It absorbed all of it. Nothing got on the floor or nothing.
A gallon of orangutan pee. And then what happened? Martin Giles was off that day.
So we had
our news guy, Martin Giles, was off, and
we had a beloved guy we worked with named Don Richards.
Oh, I love Don.
And he's a great guy, and he came down doing his news report.
He came down?
And he sits right on the chair.
Somebody get this monkey off of my chair. I have to do a news report. There's a traffic problem.
And he sits down. And he does his whole news report, and he gets up, and he's wearing khaki shorts.
He is soaked.
Oh,
He sat in a gallon of orangutan pee.
Oh, this chair feels weird.
Is it smell more like dog pee or cat pee?
Amazingly, there was no odor, nothing we smell like that. Just the volume of moisture.
I don't remember.
He was hydrated. The orangutan was hydrated.
I don't remember that there was a smell, but Don Richards' pants were just soaked with orangutan pee.
Just
getting rolling. It's the MJ Morning Show, 6:14, busy day. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I, like many, might have stayed up just a little bit later than I wanted to last night because of the late Rays game. Of course, first pitch was what, like 8:40?
Tonight will be a late game as well.
Yeah, another late game. But the other game, the day before yesterday, the 4:07, that's way too early.
Middle of the day,
yeah.
Right. I like the 7 o'clock games myself, but either way, the Rays won.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because every time you look at this team and you say, yeah, they're a good team, they're a good team, they continue to show you why. No, they are a great team.
That is fantastic. Defensively, they were on freaking fire last night.
Kevin Kiermaier, couple amazing, spectacular catches.
Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing last night. So go Rays. They could put it away tonight. They could be on the World Series path tonight in the World Series as division champions tonight. 3-0 is where it stands. The Astros are getting their asses handed to them. And you want to take a little round table prediction here? I don't want to jinx anything, but Roxanne, do you think they do put it away in 4 games tonight?
Tonight, they put it away.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, the momentum is there, but the Astros are going to get a charity win out of this fest. You think they're going to do it tonight?
Yes, they're going to get a charity win. The Rays are going to feel bad for the Astros and say, you know what, guys? You haven't won one game this whole series. We're just going to lay down in the outfield.
Maybe I didn't put it the best, but it's... Do you think the Astros are going to pull a...
Make it interesting.
The Astros have a lot of pride, and they have a lot to prove, so who knows? But listen, go Rays.
So what do you think? Rays, they do it tonight, yes or no?
I think the Rays, tonight's prediction, Rays 46, Astros 2.
That's a lot of runs.
It might be too many runs.
It's going to be a long game.
And Frog, what do you think?
What's the question?
Exactly.
Rays all the way, baby.
Woo! Baseball.
I'm a big Wade Boggs fan.
Does he still have that collection of dead animals in his house?
Okay, it's called taxidermy stuff. And it's not like there's like a dead gazelle laying in his living room.
I remember seeing a Wade Boggs, like a news story on one of the local channels, and they shot it inside his house. And Wade Boggs had like 800 dead animals that he shot on safari, like full-size bears and giraffes, like standing up in the living room. It was crazy. It was insane. So, Froggy, yes or no? Or Rays?
Yes, Rays, okay. All the way, baby.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the momentum, and the Rays do it in four and completely shut out the Astros.
Want to get out of the bubble. They want to get out of their bubble and go home after this.
A couple of things, and I don't know if we typically do a story that involves road racing, unless, you know, there was a bad crash or something really bad happened. Because, unfortunately, people road race all the time, and take it to a drag strip. Go to Sebring and do a race day or something. I mean, don't do it on the roads and endanger other people. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is because there's a twist. There's do you know what the twist is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what the twist is.
During the race, there's a twist?
Well, hang on a minute. So here's the story. This comes from ABC Action News about these two drivers that were arrested driving well over 100 miles an hour on the Sunshine Skyway, weaving in and out of traffic. And the FHP arrested two drivers. One was clocked at 108 miles an hour. The other was clocked at 117 miles an hour. Happened Sunday late afternoon, like 5:30 p.m. on the Pinellas side, going northbound. And the FHP says the two cars, one was a gray Subaru Impreza. Is that the boy racer car with the little hood scoop? Is that the Impreza?
Grand Theft Auto.
All right.
Does he know?
And then the other car was a Red Eagle Talon.
What?
And they were, an Eagle, that's an old car. Anyway, so they were weaving in and out of traffic.
It's a Grease Lightning. How old are these cars? Was Kinnicky driving one? Oh my God.
Troopers clocked the Talon at 108. The Impreza was clocked at 117. And of course, the speed limit on 275 over the Skyway is 65 miles an hour if conditions permit. Well, what is the twist to the story? What is odd about the story?
What is odd about the story is that one of the drivers was a lady. And we know ladies have nice manners and speak when they're spoken to and don't speed in cars,
stop.
Right?
No, you're right, though. The odd element to the story is when you think of road racing, you think of two guys. You don't think of a 28-year-old woman that's driving her car at 117 miles an hour.
I think she was the 108. Was she 108?
Was she the 108? Hold on, I've got the...
Who was in the Eagle Talon? Because that's the person I want to talk with.
Danielle
Hebner, 28. She has a surprisingly good-looking mugshot.
Yeah,
she does.
And she's cute, yeah.
And the confidence in that mugshot. I was driving 108 miles an hour. What are you going to do about it?
You see a smirk, it's like, yeah, exactly. She's got a nice, confident smirk on her face.
You're actually the one that stands in the middle and drops the scarf in the beginning of the race.
Woo, okay, Buzz.
Seriously, you're 100% right. You know, but... Grease, baby! No, when you think about it, it's two guys that are drag racing, or two guys that are road racing, but a 28-year-old attractive woman racing this guy? Yeah.
Where do you think she was coming from?
I didn't see that in the story.
Hebner, the 28-year-old female, said she was driving home after attending the FL2K in Bradenton, a drag racing car show.
Oh, she was?
Wow. I'm going to get home in like 6 seconds.
That's like the people who watch Fast and the Furious, the movie, and then like peel out of the movie theater and get wrecks.
Did I tell you, MJ, one time I saw you leaving work when I first, like a couple weeks ago, and I thought you were trying to race me.
No, I was pulling out. I'm trying to get out of traffic and get onto 4th Street. I'm not trying to race you. Yeah, so the Talon was 108. The Impreza was 117. Who was driving the Impreza? Do we know?
The woman was driving the Impreza.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the woman had the fastest speed. The woman was driving. I know I read that. The woman was driving 117.
Okay.
Even our neighbor says,
Sounds like she must have thought she was in a movie.
Were they racing for pinks?
That's the odd part of the story, is that you've got the a woman speedster here racing a guy on I-275.
You're right. So she won the race because she was clocked at a higher speed, I suppose. But that good makes more sense, because now when I'm looking at his mugshot, he looks beat.
Who bonded out of jail first? That's the one that won the race.
All right, 6:35. It's the MJ Morning Show. Did I get this from you, or did I find this on my own? The pool raft, the inner tube?
You found it on your own.
Okay, this is insane. This is, folks, this is the most idiotic story of the day. I'll tell you right now, we're only in the first hour of the show today. This is absolutely idiotic. We'll get to it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is Q105. It's MJ, Froggy Fester, and Roxanne. The Apple event was yesterday, as expected. They rolled out the iPhone 12. We'll get into that. A couple of surprises. I'm like, what? Now, the headphones thing I understand, but the other item that they're not putting in the box with the new iPhone 12, I kind of find that ridiculous. We'll get into that in just a bit. 6:45, it's the MJ Morning Show, and let me just get into this pool toy. This, do you know what I'm talking? Did you look this up? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I do not at all. I wanted to be surprised.
Yeah, I guess I did find this last night. I was watching the game, doing some late prep for the MJ Morning Show, and I found an item. Versace. You know, the designer, Versace. Selling an inflatable inner tube. When I tell you, this is, look at this, this is, so you can see, this is a normal, cheap, vinyl inner tube that you would pick up at the Dollar Tree for a dollar. I mean, this is a cheap, typically made in China, just a flimsy pool inner tube.
It's got to be nicer than that.
I'm not talking about one of the nice, heavy-duty inner tubes that you might have at a water park. I'm talking about a cheap vinyl inner tube is what it looks like. So this would be a couple of bucks. Versace, apparently, which they've sold out now, had this on their website. It was in a certain section. It was the description was, live in the lap of luxury as you work on your summer tan and float around the pool on those hot summer days. Yeah, this was some online, and there might have been a catalog as well, as they tried to sell this inner tube. When I first saw the story, I'm like, is this real?
You know why they can do this, why they can get this kind of money for
it. Because they're putting the Versace stamp on it, right?
Right, right, but it's so people can lie in it and Instagram it.
Oh, gee. Well, listen to this. This is, again, a cheap vinyl inner tube. It has a special print on it. They called it the Crête de la Fleur.
Or not. Crap de la Fleur?
Crête de Fleur. That's the name of the inner tube. It's the Crête de Fleur inflatable float. It is sold out on Versace's website. And I have a screenshot of the Versace website with the picture of the inner tube. And then the description. Do you have any idea? Any idea how much this thing went for on the Versace website?
Ooh, I'll take a guess.
I mean, it's going to be ridiculous if Versace puts their name on it.
Who wants to guess?
Me.
$50, Bob.
No, it's not $50 there, Froggy.
Anybody? $500.
Well, that's too high.
You that's quite a jump. You don't really know the game, do you?
It's the mountain climber game. You can't go too high.
$5 million. He just fell off the cliff.
Yeah. Does it cost a kidney, Bob?
Oh, damn. You fell off.
you lost.
What a jump.
What are you doing?
What is it, like $150?
More pricing games coming up. $250.
Wow.
For a vinyl pool inner tube, because it was on the Versace website, a Versace product. Come on, this thing wasn't made like in France.
Okay, hold on.
This thing must have been made in China.
I'm on the website. It says made in Italy.
Oh, it does say that? Yes, I didn't see that.
It's not a gold Baroque print. It's made of a PVC rubber.
It's vinyl.
Does it blow up itself?
It's vinyl.
For that price.
All right, so it is made in Italy. Still.
You could knock it out in one pop with some Cardi B fingernails.
Exactly. Yeah. You're 100% right. This ought to be maybe $20 if it's Versace. $250 for a pool inner tube because it's Versace? I want to meet the schmucks on wheels that would actually shell out $250 for a cheap vinyl $1 to $3 typically inner tube just because it's branded Versace. I want to see a picture of who would spend $250 on this thing.
Yeah.
I bet we could Google hashtag Versace on Instagram and find
Versace inner tube.
Go ahead and do it.
All the influencers are going to do it.
All right, folks, hang on. I can't believe what Apple is not giving you with the big iPhone 12 announcement yesterday. And we'll get to that next. 6:50 MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Back in a second.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ and the crew, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne, along with me, MJ, at 6:58. We do have some breaking news. And Fester, we know this guy, right? He's a big fan, historically, of the MJ Morning Show. Breaking news just before 7 o'clock. So we just found out that the Jerk Hut, the one over on Fowler, is on fire?
Yeah, that's the story right now. We're trying to get an idea for exactly how bad the fire is, but according to our traffic guy, Pat George, they've closed two lanes of Fowler. It's a pretty substantial happening right now in Fowler. There's a bunch of units out there.
Our chopper's not in the air this morning, so we don't have a bird's eye view.
Apparently,
but
the Beasley chopper doesn't have a rotor on top.
They're waiting for the part to come. COVID's been delaying the part to come. So the Jerk, and they've got a bunch of locations. You know, there's one on Gandhi in South Tampa.
Yeah, smaller location. Yeah, the big location's always been on Fowler.
Yeah, so Fowler, that is what? Just to the east of Nebraska, right? On Fowler.
Right.
That's across from, what's that market, the Asian market? You know what I'm talking, I think it's right across from there. Is it MD Oriental Market?
It's between 275 and USF on Fowler.
Right, and the Jerk Hut, allegedly, apparently, is on fire this morning. That's county, right? That's not city of Tampa, right? That's going to be county out there, right?
I think so, yeah.
Doesn't it depend on what side of the street, or is that the one I'm thinking of, the road I'm thinking of, where the sheriff's office has the north side?
I hope the fire department doesn't take as long as you do to decide which municipality is on your side or my side.
Anyway, the guy that owns, does the same guy own all the Jerk Huts? Because he was a huge MJ Morning Show fan back in the day.
His name is Andrew. I met him several times years ago, and he always would tell me what a big fan he is of the morning show.
Andrew Jerk, man. I don't know him. Andy Jerk.
The Jerk Hut. Hey, the Jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Good one.
Wasn't that the joke on Seinfeld? That was the episode with the shrimp. Remember George Costanza's eating all the shrimp, and the guy says, "Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp." And then he has to come up with a comeback, and he came up with, "The Jerk store called. They're running out of you."
That's not a bad comeback.
What the hell was that?
It's actually pretty good.
Anyway, if Andrew still owns the Jerk Hut on Fowler, we hope that it's minimal, but They closed two lanes. How big is that jerk cut? The one on Gandy in South Tampa is like an old, old photomat booth.
Yeah, the jerk cut moved. It used to be in an old Ponderosa.
Right.
And now they moved across the street to a much larger building. So it's a pretty substantial place.
There's another one in Seminole Heights now, too.
I bet you it smells delicious, though.
There's a bunch of them. All right, so anyone pre-order? Can you pre-order the iPhone 12 yet? Was that part of the deal? You can go online and pre-order it after the big announcement in Cupertino yesterday?
Or do you have to go to the iPhone store and talk to those smug employees who make you feel like an idiot?
You know, I got to be honest. Chloe got a brand new laptop because she had a school-issued laptop from her high school in Manhattan. She went to Marymount. And she had a school-issued laptop, and because of COVID, and they didn't collect the laptops. Plus, they were like 3 years old. It's like all the students got to keep their laptops. But
keep them nice.
But it was an old laptop. It wasn't really decked out nicely. So Chloe needed a new laptop. And you know these kids these days, all they want are Macs. So I took her to the Apple store, and they were extremely nice. They were unbelievably nice. So maybe early on, you know, they made you feel inferior. Or if you had to go to the Genius Bar for something, they made you feel like them. But I think those days are kind of gone. Yeah. They were remarkably nice when I got Chloe her new MacBook Pro for college.
Ever since that one guy went in there with a hammer and just started smashing items.
Oh, yeah.
I think after that, they're like, we better chill.
The big problem lately with the Apple stores is there haven't been any that have been open around the Tampa Bay area. So you have a problem. You just have to figure it out yourself.
Have they been closed even though the mall's been open?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they've just started to open back up with special hours. But for the last 6 months, it's been impossible. And believe me, I've gone through three phones. It's hard to do that on your own without the Apple Store help.
I have the lineup here. And they introduced, four phones, was it yesterday? Four different versions. So the iPhone 12 lineup was announced. And they're all going to be 5G. So this is Apple's first entry into the 5G arena. And that's a biggie. But here's the thing that blew me away. So if you spend $1,000 on one of the top-of-the-line iPhones, they're not going to give you the free earbuds anymore. They were giving you a pair of complimentary earphones, right? Right?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
The little buds.
All right, yep. So, all right, I understand. All right, they're getting rid of the earbuds, but
they assume you have your earbuds from the last one.
All right.
No, they want you to buy more. Yeah,
but if you can afford a $1,000 phone, you can afford another $40 set of earbuds.
But here's the deal. You're not getting a charger.
Nope, no charger.
What?
You're not getting the power block. You buy a $1,000 phone, and you don't get a charger.
That's chintzy.
What do they think? Listen to the excuse. Oh, they want to, you know, keep the shipping costs down, and if they leave the power block, so packaging can be less, so we're going to reduce the size of the packaging, and shipping costs are going to be lower, but you don't get a charger. I mean, if you're buying for the first time, you don't have a charger. So you got to shell out another $20 to buy the charger. For $1,000, you ought to get a power block for your iPhone 12.
Always pulling tricks like this,
look,
man.
I have 100 chargers at my house. I don't need another charger. Keep your charger.
Yeah, they probably changed the thing you put in there a different shape.
No, I think they're keeping the light. I think they call it the lightning adapter. Is that it?
Just like when they took out the plug, you can't plug in your earbuds anymore. You have to use the stupid Bluetooth ones. Yeah. What a scam.
That's why I'm staying with the iPhone 6.
I'm not an iPhone guy. I use Android, but all these guys in here, Froggy Fest and Roxanne, they're all iPhone folks. I just thought it was cheap and chintzy. And the excuse, oh, we want to shrink the packaging. Well, we're bringing down shipping costs. No, you want people to shell out another $20 for the power to die. For $1,000, isn't the top phone somewhere around $1,000 or $1,100 for the top one? You ought to get a charger for your phone. Is that asking too much? I don't think it is. It's the MJ Morning Show, 7:05. This is Q105. Back in a moment. Oreo on the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 7:09. Roxanne just shared with us that she went through three iPhones during the pandemic. Three?
True. So one time my daughter dropped it, cracked it.
This is your three-year-old now.
Three-year-old, yes. And another time, the screen just went buzzy and wonky. And another time, it just went to the Apple on the screen.
Oh, you couldn't get past the Apple logo? It wouldn't boot up, right?
No. And so I am technically challenged when it comes to these phones. And I kept having to go actually to Costco to get a new one or replacement. And they were actually very helpful. But the problem was there's no Apple store to help you.
All right. So you're telling me that all the Apple stores at the malls are still closed?
No, they're I just looked. It looks like they have minimized hours, specialty hours.
Yeah, reduced hours, right.
Yeah, but during that time, you couldn't go to International Mall. And I think you could drive to Sarasota to the Apple store, and you had to get an appointment, and they were booked like 3 weeks out.
But the one in Sarasota, is that freestanding or is that in the mall?
I haven't been there, but I couldn't even get an appointment in short order.
Three iPhones during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I found what I was looking for quickly before we move on, but I found the lineup. 1, 2, 3, 5. They're introducing 5 phones. The iPhone, what is it? SE? Yeah, here. iPhone SE, that starts at $399. The iPhone XR, $499. This is the lineup of all of those are the older models. The new ones, there are 4 12s. Yeah, I was right. iPhone 12 mini starts at $699. The iPhone 12 starts at $799. The iPhone 12 Pro starts at $999. And if you want to get the iPhone 12 Pro Max, that starts at $1,100, $1,099. But if you want a charger, you're SOL. You don't get a charger for $1,100. So, there you go. 3 phones?
It was brutal. Yeah. I wanted to go to a flip phone.
That's insane.
It was very close.
All right, 710 MJ Morning Show on Q105. Spread the word that we are back after a little hiatus, like 8 years. The MJ crew is back thanks to Beasley. They have the vision to bring the MJ Morning Show back, and folks are just contacting me left and right. You know, people are still discovering that we're back. We promoted it for like a week, and what was it? Hey, Froggy, yeah, turn your mic on, dude.
It's so far.
You had to reach over and turn your microphone on.
I need a midget here to do it for me.
What were you saying?
It's only been a week and a half, man. I mean, we're pretty new.
Yeah, but spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Did you see the Rosie O'Donnell story?
Is she still a story? What happened? I don't know. Is she okay?
She exploded.
What is Red Table Talk?
Oh, that's
with Will Smith.
Will Smith's wife.
Mm-hmm. Now, where does that run?
I think it just runs on Facebook. I heard it was on Facebook. Maybe they've expanded.
It's just streaming, so it's not an actual. So Red Table Talk, and you're saying is it Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada Pinkett. Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's Jada Pinkett Smith. She does this thing. Rosie O'Donnell was on this Red Table Talk, and she revealed that she dated a man for 2 years.
Whoa.
She said, I dated a man for 2 years, a lovely, lovely, warm man, but I would find myself staying in the bathroom, popping pimples, doing everything not to go to bed.
Ew!
What?
Now, why did we have to hear the popping pimples part?
Well, it's because it's her quote.
Yeah.
I know. No, not from you, from her.
No, from her.
Thanks, Rosie.
Now, do you think that I'm doing this story just because of the details that Rosie O'Donnell revealed that she actually dated a man for 2 years?
I do find that somewhat surprising, although she's surprisingly irrelevant right now. There has to be another tie-in.
The only reason why I decided to talk about this is because I remember the trove of Donald Trump audio bites that I have where he just eviscerates and slams Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, yeah.
Like, she went to my wedding, ate all the cake? That one?
I went to my hard drive, and I'm like, oh my God, I've got like 27 sound bites of Trump well before he even thought about being president, just attacking Rosie O'Donnell. And I'm like, have you ever heard these things? Hold on, listen, this is Donald Trump on Rosie O'Donnell. I don't care about the story. I don't care about the fact that she actually dated a guy for 2 years, knowing that she was a lesbian and didn't want to go to bed with the guy, so she stayed in the bathroom. This is Trump on Rosie. This goes back, like, what, 2000? 2007, 2008?
Well, look, Barbara's the happiest person on earth right now. She got rid of Rosie. Rosie, for her, was a total catastrophe. It showed Barbara as obviously not telling the truth, at least to the episode with me. And yeah, I mean, I'm giving credit for leading to Rosie's downfall, but the fact is Rosie will always have a downfall because that's Rosie. She's a very, very self-destructive person. She's got a lot of problems. They're very deep-seated. And Rosie will sort of always have difficulty.
So that's Trump. That's years ago.
Well, Barbara's trying to save face also. She chose Rosie. Rosie got into a big debate with me over Tara Conner, which I think I did the right thing. I was trying to help somebody, and especially in these times with all the drug and alcohol abuse, I was helping somebody. And so far, Tara Conner's doing a great job. She hasn't touched alcohol.
Now, who's he talking? Tara Conner? Who's he talking
about? Wasn't she in The Terminator?
That was Sarah Conner.
Oh.
I was thinking of Tara Reid, but it's not her either.
In hindsight, it's really interesting to hear President Trump talk about self-destructive people.
Here we go.
She said many things about many people. I mean, what she did with Kelly Ripa, what she did with other people was totally ridiculous. And the difference is I fought back, and she wished she never attacked me. But, you know, she's gone. I told people, I told everybody that she's, you know, a person that's very, very self-destructive. And that's what she's done. All she had to do is last for another week and a half, 2 weeks. She could have gone out nicely, and she quits because she's a stone-cold loser.
Wait a minute. It gets better. Listen.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out.
Where's the cake one? That's the best one.
I've got it.
I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
I'm sorry. This is Trump talking about Rosie O'Donnell from years ago.
It was very surprising to me to see Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who is not the brightest bulb on the planet, seeing her beat Rosie so easily in the debate. But as I've told you, Rosie is not a bright person. She is a very, very tough, disturbed person. But she's not a bright person. And I think Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who's not particularly bright either, really showed Rosie something. I mean, I was a little bit surprised to see how easily Rosie was beaten by Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I'm actually thinking Trump is nicer now listening to these clips than he was back then.
He softened up a little bit.
Have you not heard these?
No.
Oh, these are classic. Listen more.
Well, it's not a question of being vindicated. I said for a long time that Rosie's a stone-cold loser. And, you know, I've said that many times.
All right, listen
to
this.
Yeah, you have.
Listen to this one.
She talks like a truck driver.
All right, Froggy, this is your
Large
favorite one.
Marge.
Tell him Large Marge sent you. All right, Froggy, this is your favorite one. Yeah. This is Trump on Rosie O'Donnell from, like, 2008.
She came to my wedding. She ate like a pig. And seriously, the wedding cake was like missing in action.
The entire cake.
She just ate the whole cake.
She came to my wedding.
She came to my wedding. She ate like a pig. And seriously, the wedding cake was like missing in action.
The wedding cake was missing in action.
The visual of Rosie O'Donnell's stealing the wedding cake.
She pulled up a chair to the cake trolley and just dug in with her hands.
The part of the wedding where the bride and the groom smashed the cake in each other's face, that was Rosie by herself at Trump and Melania's wedding.
Oh, my God. All right, so I really don't care about the Rosie O'Donnell story. I just wanted to play those sound bites.
Look at Rosie. She's at the buffet again.
Thanks for that.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Q105, 7:30 on the button. And the worst thing you can possibly say to somebody in bed. You have the worst thing, and then there's a list of the other really, really bad things that you could say to somebody in bed.
First of all, MJ, before you get to that, I got to point out your dorkiness and your nerdiness. And quite frankly, your dweebiness.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Froggy's obviously back with the relaunch of the MJ Morning Show. What did I do now, Froggy?
It's just the details. I don't understand, like, the picture you posted. It was a lovely sunset
You saw my sunset?
Yes.
What is odd about the sunset picture I posted on Twitter and Instagram last night? What's odd about it?
Just a normal person. Say if I were to take the picture, I would be like, look at this beautiful Tampa Bay sunset over the, what is it, Hod Franklin Bridge? You put, look at this beautiful sunset with a IR-15 Mega 3000 airplane, and then you gave the exact model of the airplane.
Get it right. I'm reading the tweet
right
now.
Nobody knows.
He writes, sunset over Tampa Bay as a FedEx 768 Heavy MD-11.
No.
What? Did you look that up?
You're reading it. Yes, I went to the flight tracker and I figured out. I saw it was FedEx and I got the.
Okay, wait. Let me register for a second. You saw the plane.
Yes.
You went to a website.
A flight tracker app?
I went to my flight tracker app.
To find out the make and model. You probably looked at when it left, where it's going.
It came from Memphis.
Did you also put what runway it's going to be landing on?
Yes.
How did you know the runway? Guys, there's an issue.
What's the issue?
For such a busy guy, you have a remarkable amount of time on your hands.
Yes, Roxanne.
I've known you for less than 3 weeks, and that was the first quirk or personality thing I picked up on about you when you were describing the ice cream maker that you had its patent number. I was like, wow, this guy has a lot of data.
I didn't discuss the patent number,
but he probably knew the model number and the year it was made.
He probably knows the name of the guy who holds the patent. Folks, I tweeted out an awesome picture of a Tampa Bay sunset last night from my South Tampa home. It's gorgeous, and I just added a couple of details because in the picture I snapped, the sunset is literally about to go down right behind the Howard Franklin Bridge, you know, the hump in the Howard Franklin, and it's just a beautiful shot. The sun, a big ball of flames, and you've got the sunshine radiating across the water, and I happen to snap an airplane in the sky right above the sunset. And I tweeted out and I Instagrammed sunset over Tampa Bay tonight as FedEx 768 Heavy, that's the flight number, a MD-11 was on short final to runway 1 left at Tampa International. What's wrong with that?
Who do you think that last part impressed? One pilot that might have read it?
Nah.
Oh, he knows all the details.
Like the guys up in the tower at TIA with no pants on reading MJ's tweets. He mentioned us, guys.
It's a lovely photo. Roxanne.
It's up on the website. I just saw it.
All right. Folks,
wait a minute. That thing's landing on runway number L?
And how did you know it was heavy?
It's 1 left. No, because it's an MD-11 and those are... The wide bodies are called heavies.
Obviously, get it right. The wide bodies are MD-22s and the skinny bodies are MC-14s.
Guys, it's a lovely picture.
All right.
Folks, follow my Twitter feed. At Todd Schnitt. My real name, at TODDSCHNITT. All kinds of crap on my Twitter feed. And even more stuff on my Instagram feed, like Chef Schnitt in the kitchen. Chef MJ in the kitchen. Yeah. And my Instagram is at Certified Todd Schnitt. So at Todd Schnitt on Twitter, and then on Instagram at Certified Todd Schnitt.
You know, it's really my own fault, because I found myself watching you for 22 minutes opening vanilla beans the other day. It was I don't know what is happening, but I can't take it off.
I shot a video because I made homemade vanilla ice cream, and I'm literally opening up the vanilla beans. I'm scraping out the, and I shot a little Instagram video.
I mean, wow.
At Certified Todd Schnitt. And did you watch me making the Pomodoro sauce over the weekend? Did you watch that?
I saw the Pompero sauce, but listen.
Pomodoro.
Are any of your offspring, do they have this kind of a thing about, you know, knowing the details of everything?
You derailed me. I was supposed to talk about things you shouldn't say in bed.
Like my bed?
Yeah. The worst thing MJ can say in bed is, honey, I have to take a picture of a plane that's circling the house.
Hold on a second. It's a FedEx Heavy going over the house. Thanks for all you for derailing me. It's a lovely picture.
You can also see it on MJMorningShow.com.
Yeah, go to MJMorningShow.com or my social media, and you never know what's going to pop up on my social media. Anyway, what is, Roxanne, I'm going to ask you first. What is the worst thing you can possibly say to somebody in bed?
Get out of bed now.
It depends the time of day.
But like, that could be bad.
I can think of a few other worse things.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Froggy, since you derailed me and delayed me, I got to tease it, and one more. We'll get to it next. Hang on. Where the hell did that crowd come from in that song? It's like, what are they, from the Billy Vera and the Beatles song?
I never thought about that. That is weird. Thanks to the 40 people that just showed up in the studio.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. 743. Hey, Froggy, do not derail me this time.
Sorry, but how about those Rays, guys, huh? How about those Rays?
All right, yes, the Rays. Go Rays. We all think that the Rays will do it tonight. I mean, you talk about momentum. I mean, up 3-0 over the Strohs.
Mm-hmm.
The trash Strohs, the trash can Strohs.
I call them the ass.
Hey, bang on the trash can over there, Fester.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a sign we have funny stuff coming out.
Exactly.
Your fan falls in the garbage can every time.
Yeah, well, it's a durable fan.
The fan is sitting on top of the trash can.
That's our only AC.
Fester starts pounding on the thing. All right, so Rays could go to the World Series tonight.
The fan off.
Would you get the fan off the microphone?
Hold on, get it. All right, sorry.
It feels good.
We're a wind tunnel. Get the fan off the microphone.
God.
Anyway, go Rays. 5-2 win over the Astros last night. What a defensive spectacle. I mean, the defense was just unflipping amazing last night.
Kevin Kiermaier made some great catches. He did get hit by a pitch on the wrist, but x-rays are fine. Yep. Just a contusion.
Is he the handsome one?
Yes.
They had the blue eyes. Great catches, were they, Roxanne? They were.
You know what I've noticed? You know what I've noticed? Not a lot of pitchers are attractive men. Have you noticed that?
Oh, they're always ugly. Always.
Yeah. Pitchers are not attractive.
Center fielders are always hot.
All right. Don't derail. All right, here we go.
Sorry.
7:45 at TMJ Morning Show. So, do you remember what I teased like 15 minutes ago?
The worst things to say in bed.
Yeah. All right. So, Roxanne, I was about to ask you the worst thing that somebody can say in bed.
You did ask me.
Yes. And what do you think the worst thing that you can say, if this is according to a relationship expert, this is according to Amy Olson. What's the worst thing you can say?
I gave my answer before, so that wasn't it, obviously. Get out of bed now. That was my guess, and you said no.
No, that's not it.
Okay. What was your guess?
Get out of bed now.
I would not like that if someone said that to me, and I was comfortable.
Not it.
Okay.
That was terrible.
Do you have another guess?
That was terrible.
Honey, pass the gravy. That's actually the best thing to say to me, Andre.
No, that's not.
I gotta guess.
What is it?
I don't feel anything.
Well, you're close. Actually, Froggy might be the closest, actually.
Yeah.
The worst thing you'd say in bed is, you're doing it wrong.
Oh.
Ooh.
You've been there.
Oh, listen.
Whoa, Froggy, you've been there?
Oh, day after day.
With Kim?
Just stop as a joke. Jesus, respect my wife before I come over there and smack in the head.
Listen, Kim's nodding her head right now looking at the radio. Yes, with me. Yes, we have two kids. Yes.
You're doing it wrong is the worst thing you can say in bed according to this relationship expert.
I only do it wrong, so that never gets said because that's just understood. So when I actually do it right,
shock.
Hey, you're doing it right.
I don't do it. What are the other really bad things? So that's the worst, but then there are some subcategories here. What are the other really bad things that you can say to somebody in bed?
Did you wash your feet before you go?
Yeah, something related to odor.
Odor, yeah, something smelly.
All right, let me get down the list.
Is there a Dutch oven somewhere in this?
No.
Why do you have an Adam's apple?
No, stop.
The money's on the dresser.
All right. Fester, stop. Let me just get this.
Is that a bad thing for
you? I've been married a long time. I give him, it's right there, honey.
All right. Calling somebody by the wrong name, that's really bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever have that occur?
No.
No? All right. Just checking.
One time she called me Frog.
The next one, have you been tested?
Yeah.
But that's not that terrible.
No, but isn't it a little bit too late if you're already in bed and in the act? And have you been tested?
Hold on, let me run to CVS.
And I'm guessing that was outside of a marriage. Yeah, you know, that may be early on. Have you been? That would kind of spoil the moment, wouldn't?
For Corona? What?
But wait a minute. Shouldn't you have? No. Yeah. Have you been PCR swabbed up your snout, or have you had a chlamydia test? Which those
that sounds romantic.
I hear those are pretty unpleasant as well. So. All right. Have you been tested? That's bad. How about this? I've had better.
Who would say these
things? I don't know.
Have people lost their ability to communicate? I mean, why do these lists even come out?
And you're going to love this one. Do you mind brushing your teeth?
Oh, no, that's on the reg. Listen, come to my house. I'm always like, did you forget to do something before you go to bed? Like, what?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't brush my teeth. Hey, Fester. I'm not talking about actually going to bed and going to sleep. I'm talking about, you know.
We figured it out. We put that together.
You just indicated maybe that it was just going to sleep.
Well, my house, it usually is.
All right, 7:49. It's the MJ Morning Show. You can drop us all email, folks. My email is mj@mjmorningshow.com. You got Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. It's all of our first names at mjmorningshow.com if you want to drop us an email. And we're getting flooded. It's great.
You know, and my first email I got to my new Fester at MJ Morning Show email box, MJ?
Yes.
Somebody asking to hear the Arrazo Rono Macarena song.
Oh, really?
Because her husband was from Cuba, and she wants to play it for him because this guy's from Cuba.
Email him back. We'll play it next.
Okay.
In the next segment, we'll do our special Arrozarena Macarena song. We'll get to that coming up. Lazy-ass Christmas tree. I don't know if you've seen this. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. And, Fester, I need to know seriously about how much weight you put on during coronavirus. During the lockdown. Hold on. We'll get to all that coming up. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Michelle said, wait until Monday. I asked you guys, should I do it this morning or should I wait until next Monday? And you guys said,
wait.
Wait till Monday. I can't.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
I can't.
Do you have a story to at least make it relevant?
I don't, but I love this thing. I can't wait.
Stupid.
It's a little stupid. You don't have a story.
That's stupid.
You don't have a story to tie it in with. And it's not even a Monday. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, but still, I love this thing. Come Monday. Wait till Monday. I can't.
Right. You can't play this.
Yes, I can.
The studio will explode. It's
not this studio.
All right, I'm going to play it. It's only, 30 seconds long? All right, here it is. Anybody remember this?
6 o'clock already, I was just in the dream. I thought I heard MJ talk about crystal methamphetamine. It's just another meth lab Monday. The crooks are on the run day. The cops are gonna come day. It's gonna be a fun
this thing.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
The girl who sang that is on meth.
Yo, what's she doing now?
You ought to see her teeth. Oh, my God. Do you remember why I had that made?
Well, after the weekend roundup, the sheriff's office would bust a couple of meth labs or places would explode.
There was a time back maybe late, 2000s, 07, 08, 09.
The height of the meth lab.
Yeah, there were meth every day. There was every weekend, three meth labs were busted out in Polk County or something.
And was that when Breaking Bad was playing too?
Before, I think.
It might have been just before, and then in the beginning of Breaking Bad, but there was a time where it was like every weekend we'd come back, and on Monday we had all of these, like, meth lab exploded. They had to evacuate a motel out in Polk County because someone rented a room and set up a meth lab in the room.
Remember the rolling, the cars that were meth labs?
Rolling meth lab cars. I mean, if you rear-ended the car at a traffic light, I mean, the damn thing could just, explode. Uh-oh!
That was just a fender bender.
Yeah. All right, no, good point, Roxanne. Breaking Bad started in 2008.
Yeah, so I think right at the beginning, we came up with a song because there were so many meth lab stories and meth lab busts. We came up with Meth Lab Monday, and it's one of my favorites. I stumbled across the thing. I'm like, oh, man.
Classic.
All right, so I don't know if we're going to have the influx of meth lab stories every Monday that we used to have.
Do you think Ted would notice if we replaced the Bangles song in the system with this and just let it run?
We've secretly placed the real Bangles song with the MJ Meth Lab Monday jingle. Let's see if anybody knows. Notices.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Roxanne, on to the Christmas tree thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And you, when we recorded our podcast, was it past week or the week before?
The week before.
Yeah. You were already setting up Christmas decorations in your house in October?
I was not setting up Christmas decorations.
Who
My
was?
Daughter was. She got into the box, and I didn't have the heart to take them down.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I want to encourage her creativity, not squelch it.
Your 3.5-year-old was got into the Christmas decoration box and was putting them all around the house. So are they still up?
She did it again yesterday, so yes, they are.
All right,
they're not going away.
Guess we know who runs the show over there.
I want you to take a look at this. I mean, this has got to be the laziest. This has got to be the laziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I thought Hammacher Schlemmer, I thought they were out of business. I thought, the Sharper Image is back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have well, there used to be a store in Hyde Park. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I could use a heated massager.
I could use a foot massage.
Whatever. They probably don't let you test out their items anymore like they used to.
I need a foot massager combination garden sprayer. Oh, they've got it. They've got it.
And it has a dartboard.
At a backgammon game, all built in.
I don't know that I've ever been to a Hammacher Schlemmer store.
Yeah,
I don't know if they had
a catalog, but isn't it?
That's a catalog as well.
Okay,
you know those catalogs are like they're filled with things that you really don't need. I mean, that's essentially how do you describe Sharper Image and Hammacher Schlemmer? It's things you really don't need.
It's like the Sky Mall stuff.
Same airplanes.
Cool stuff.
Very cool.
Some of this cool, but it's really stuff you don't need. This is just half-assed. Have you seen, this is for a lazy son of a, have you seen the half Christmas tree?
I have not.
Seriously, we got to get the picture up.
You put it. That's fantastic. You just slide it up against the wall.
You put the Christmas tree against the wall. You only decorate half the tree. It's a half-assed tree.
I actually think that's really smart.
Do you really?
I mean, if you have an apartment or something or a small space, I mean, a big tree takes up a lot of area.
It is literally, imagine a half a tree. It's cut in half. You put it against the wall, and you only decorate the part of the tree that exists.
Whoever goes to your house and slinks around the backside of the tree and looks at the ornaments that are hung back there, that's perfect.
I put the crappy ornaments in the back.
Come on. So how much is this thing? Hammacher Schlemmer has it available only from Hammacher Schlemmer. They're calling it a semi-round Christmas tree. I think they ought to call it the half-ass Christmas tree.
What they did was they went to Home Depot and bought a bunch of regular trees and just chopped them in half.
And then they bought a Home Depot Ryobi chainsaw. Who's your big client with shelving and displays and everything?
It's not Ryobi. I do a lot with steel tools.
Oh, yes. There you go. I love steel.
Not the best.
And also steel based in my hometown of Virginia Beach. Virginia, baby.
That's right. I'm there often.
Michelle's house, where Michelle grew up, about a mile away from the steel headquarters in Virginia Beach.
Lovely campus. Yeah. Lovely.
So right off Lynn Haven Parkway.
Yes.
Yeah, right over there. Right across from the Lynn Haven Mall, back in there.
Beautiful.
Half-ass. Of these halfies on the Amazon.
Oh, so they have them on Amazon as well. Mm-hmm. How much are they?
Oh, they range. $94, $129. You can find the one that's right for you for whatever price fits your budget.
They should be half price.
Seriously.
Are they still doing the upside down?
They should. Absolutely. All right, 8:06 at the MJ Morning Show. We'll get the story up on MJMorningShow.com, so hang on. All right, Fester, COVID, and weight gain. Get to that next. And the poor lady, Kay Jewelers, did something to this old lady. We'll explain next. MJ Morning Show. You got Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. MJ Morning Show, I got the Trip for Day song, Better Late Than Never. This is for a three-day family staycation for four to Legoland here in Florida. You want to listen for Prince's 1999. So listen for Prince, 1999. Mason Dixon going to play it sometime in the 3 o'clock hour today. When you hear it, be the seventh caller, and you'll win this prize package worth over $1,000 to Legoland. It's the Q105 Trip a Day song.
Now 2-0 to 2-2 to a Rosarena. Lifted in the air to right field. Joyce going back. He looks up, and it is gone.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena. Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
And he rips one into center field. That had good wood on it. Hicks, he's gone back. He's at the wall, and she's gone.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
Hey, Ted, it's the MJ Morning Show. Next, weight gain, COVID, and a warning. Now, also, this poor lady had a little incident with Kay Jewelers. And we'll talk about it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105. Man, I got such a nice message on Instagram from mshattuck4. mshattuck4. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 814. So, mshattuck4, this nearly brought a tear to my little MJ eye. mshattuck4 wrote, "I'm so happy right now. Coming full circle. I listened every morning when I was in high school, and now I'm listening again, taking my kids to school." Welcome back. Isn't that lovely?
I love that.
Thank you, mshattuck4 on Instagram. I appreciate
full
it.
Full circle.
Yeah. My Instagram is @CertifiedToddSchnitt, @CertifiedToddSchnitt, and my Twitter is just @ToddSchnitt, so give me a follow. Now, Fester, you don't have a problem talking about this. I don't think you do, at least. Did you, because you always talk about weight, you make fun of yourself, and did you gain weight? I'm serious here.
Okay.
Because there is a COVID warning, and it's not the, oh, people gained weight during COVID and the lockdowns and everything. No, it's actually beyond that, but I got to establish the story. During COVID-19, did you put on weight, did you lose weight, or did you stay the same?
I put on some weight.
What do you think you put on?
Well, okay, it's going to sound like a lot of weight, but percentage-wise, it's not that bad. I think I probably put on like 35 pounds.
At your age, that's a...
Percentage-wise, though, it's like 8% of my total body weight.
35 pounds of muscle.
It's not muscle.
It's mostly Bluebell ice cream.
you really put on 35 pounds?
I think so. I think I was like...
Oh, my God.
297? And I'm like, enough of this business in the twos. I think I'm at maybe 40 pounds. I think I'm like at 340 now.
Remember when you used to say, you never see old people who are fat?
No, you never see fat old people.
What's the old? What age is old to you? Because you're creeping up on it there, big
52?
Guy.
52?
The reason why I bring this up is, we all know, Roxanne, you had a baby, so...
I lost weight during the pandemic, but only because I was coming from being pregnant.
So you were coming off of the baby weight, and I don't know that much about you yet, but you're probably a fitness hound. Do you...
Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say. I don't know... that much about you, but do you have, 5-10 more pounds?
No, I wasn't.
I don't know much about you. You can drive another 15, sweetheart.
No, I don't. Are you an avid exerciser? Do you run?
I'm a consistent exerciser, but it's not intense.
What do you do? Do you do core? Do you do aerobics? Do you do spinning?
Sometimes before I leave here, I go in the stairwell, and I run up and down these stairs. And then when I get home...
It's a two-story building.
I know,
up
but...
Up and down.
Okay. And then I go home and I carry my kids around, and I do a lot of lunges and squats while I'm carrying my baby.
That's amazing. Good. Roxanne, I am a consistent exerciser as well.
And what do you do?
Yeah. Consistently nothing. Very consistent.
All right, the reason why I bring this up is because if you did gain weight during the original COVID hit, experts are saying lose it now or get on the path to losing it because of the expected second wave of COVID. So if you gain weight and you remain healthy, and if you get COVID the second time around, if there's a second wave and all are, we're already seeing the jumps in like 31 plus states. So it seems like the fall and the winter increase is going to hit. But the experts are saying that if you did pack on the pounds, drop the weight, because of course, obesity is linked to bad things that happen when you get COVID. And the doctors are saying that it's not just those that are obese. It's just also the ones that are just overweight, and it just increases the risk of you dying or ending up in intensive care.
How about just don't drink yourself to pieces during the second wave? Maybe that's why people have gained weight, because they all these studies that say everyone's drinking more.
Skinny alcoholics survive corona better than regular non-alcoholic fat people. That's not science, by the way.
But. According to Dr. Ann Dixon, she's with the University of Vermont. She says it's a very real thing we're seeing and we're talking about, and that weight is an independent risk factor. An analysis of roughly 400,000 patients worldwide found that obese people were 113% more likely to be hospitalized, 74% more likely to be admitted to the ICU, 48% more likely to die.
Okay, those sound like really, really high numbers for fat people. However, isn't it like 0.1% of people are dying? So percentage-wise, again,
that matters.
Big boys odds are pretty good.
All right, well, hold on. Listen to this. Why do you think, for a very developed, westernized country, why do you think the United States has such a high number of cases and a high number of deaths?
Because President Trump, I have no idea. I have no idea. But because of our slovenly lifestyle?
Survey says number one answer on the board.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. No, it's because we have a high degree of overweight people. One of the reasons why we in the U.S. have more confirmed cases than other countries is because 40% of American adults are obese. Another 32% are overweight. So that's the story. Hold on, folks. I feel so bad for this lady, this old lady, and what happened to Kay Jewelers. Now, I don't think it's indicative of, this is not indicative of Kay Jewelers all the time, everywhere.
It's an isolated incident. It has to be.
But it sucks. Hold on. We'll get to it next. The MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, you got to wait for the woo at the end of that thing. MJ Morning Show, Q105, 833. Man, that Valrico convenience store robbery video is unbelievable. If you haven't heard about it, we'll get to that coming up here in just a bit. The Kay Jewelers store, man, I feel bad. And again, I'm not disparaging Kay Jewelers. I mean, it's just part of the story. I can't help it out. You know, I can't help, by mentioning Kay Jewelers in the story. I think it's a rare story. I don't think they do this every day, but I feel so badly. This woman has her 45-year-old wedding ring brought in for a little repair. I guess one of the little side diamonds had fallen out or something. So she brings the ring in before COVID. And this is a sentimental wedding ring from 45 years ago. The lady's 80 years old now, and Kay Jewelers lost the ring during the whole COVID mess.
What? Now, she brought it in, like, January, February?
Now, here's the deal. Jean Colmntz, Colntz.
It's Colntz.
Colntz. 80 years old. Brought in the wedding ring back in March. She dropped it off to have a small diamond repaired in her wedding band and to have the set inspected to make sure everything else was okay and things weren't loose. And she was supposed to get the ring. I guess it's two rings. She was supposed to have everything back within 2 weeks, but then COVID hit. The malls, boom, shut down. The stores were closed. And in the process, something happened.
Let's just say it couldn't still be found.
Well, listen, if you want to believe that that can happen, then Roxanne, be a believer. Hopefully that's the case, but who knows? I don't know if this was pilfered, if there was a whole shipment of rings that were getting sized or whatever. Someone ripped them off during COVID. But later in August, so she drops these things off in March, and then in August, Kay Jewelers told her that her rings were part of a missing shipment, a shipment that just poof.
Missing what?
Disappeared.
How often does a jewelry store have a missing shipment?
I think all businesses have all kinds of COVID excuses.
Yeah, stuff that fell off a truck and
things that happened during the last 6 months. Oh, COVID.
Yep.
I remember years ago, this is going back way back, but years ago, back in the 90s, there was a person that we knew that worked over on Gandhi that was friends with a DHL driver, and this guy was making stuff fall off trucks all the time. I think he finally got fired, but golf clubs, oops, they didn't get delivered. Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember? Froggy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Remember that?
Clever. Not so clever, but.
It's a friend of Brian's. Remember?
I don't know this guy, and I kind of wish I did now because I could use a new set of clubs.
Yeah, crazy story. Anyway, this woman, Colt, said that she received no answers. They tried to investigate where her rings are. Her daughter then got involved. They were offered a chance to pick out a new set of rings for $6.99.
Anything from the K Summer Collection.
Here, we're sorry we lost your sentimental wedding ring set from 45 years ago, but hey, we think your rings were worth about $6.99, so go ahead and pick something out of this case over here.
I'm going to go down and take care of this, honey.
Should have sent the old husband.
I'm going to go in there and smash all the kids.
Everybody at Gay Jewelers, listen here.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm an old man. I thought it was called Gay Jewelers. I'm sorry.
That's Gay Jewelers.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Is the husband? The husband's probably
that's
deceased.
What I was trying to find.
Yeah,
I think he might be. I think that's the point of the sentimentality.
Yeah, the husband, I think, is probably deceased, and this sentimental wedding ring set is gone.
My ghost will take care of it.
Haunt Gay Jewelers.
I'm gonna haunt Gay Jewelers for the rest of time.
Kiss begins with K.
Every kiss. Kissing goodbye. Poor old lady.
I don't think this is indicative of Kay. It's just a very unfortunate situation, very unfortunate incident.
Human error.
Yeah.
Great jewelry.
Or maybe more nefarious, somebody just ripped off the shipment. Look, box from Kay Jewelers. It's filled with gold and diamonds and woo, disappeared during COVID. Who's going to miss it during COVID? That's probably what happened. So this was a story from Channel 8. This was from Better Call Saul over at Channel 8. Shannon Bankman. Better Call, what is her thing? Better Call
Bankman.
Better Call Bankman.
She does a good job. I like her segments.
Yeah, so do you think the shipment will turn up?
No,
gone. I'm sure this thing's gone forever.
If you have to call Bankman, it is gone. Kay would have done everything in their power to give this old lady back her ring.
Yeah, she says it cannot be replaced. We have audio on this woman. Hold on. Yeah, here's some audio. Is this the daughter or is this the 80-year-old woman?
I'm not sure.
Here, listen to this.
It cannot be replaced. There's no way they can replace it. I'm sure they can get. I can get another set similar to it, but it would just be rings. There was nothing, no meaning to it at all.
It's the old lady, to answer your question.
Okay, that is the old lady.
Let's be honest, you can slip her a couple Cheerios. She won't know the difference. Here you go.
Oh, lovely. You found them.
I feel awful for this lady.
Put them in.
Anyway, the daughter says that something happened. They just try to cover themselves. Oh, I've got a statement from Kay. I've got an official statement from Kay Jewelers, and they say, we wish this old bag would just get over this.
That's it.
We lost a ring, BFD. All right?
That's the official statement on the website.
Are you okay over there, Roxanne? That was obviously not the statement from Kay, all right?
That's actually from somebody just named Kay.
No, the statement from Kay is actually a little more heartfelt.
But does it have a BFD at the end?
Nothing is more important to us than the trust and satisfaction of our customers as we help millions celebrate life and express love each year. This is especially true when it comes to the responsibility of caring for the jewelry entrusted to us. That's why we were so very sorry to inform our customer about the lost shipping package, which included her bridal rings. We understand the deep sentimental value they hold to her and the family. We have expressed our sincere apologies for the loss, and we are pleased to inform you that we are working closely with the customer toward a resolution. I don't know if pick something out of cabinet number 2 for $6.99. I don't know if that's going to do the trick. Oh, boy. BFD. The MJ Morning Show, Q105. 847, MJ and the crew, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. Got another one of these, like, heart-rending...
Heart-wrenching? Gut-wrenching?
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe that fits as well. No, we're just getting tons of great responses. Heartwarming. No, there's a heart-rending.
Heart-attacking?
I've never heard heart-rending.
Well, look it up.
Heart-rendering is when you do a rendition of a heart.
Do a Google search. Heart-rending. It's a term, I think.
Fart-rending is a thing.
At 847, it's the MJ Morning Show, and I got tons of email coming in, lots of social media contact from folks that are like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Heartrending is distressing and stressful.
Oh.
And okay, heartbreaking.
Okay, yeah, that's not good.
That's I meant heartwarming.
We've got a bunch of awful emails and text messages from our listeners.
People are going to jump off
bridges. This is heartwarming. Okay, thank you for the correction. This is nice. Getting emails, we're getting tons of social media on this. And, of course, you can drop us email. We're all on MJ Morning Show email. Just use our first names, MJ, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne, all individual at MJMorningShow.com. So MJ at MJMorningShow.com, and all of the guys here and Roxanne, drop us an email if you want. I got this from Chuck yesterday. And Chuck says, Dear MJ, when I left for the Army in 2006, I tried to listen to you as much as I could. I got out in 2015, moved back to Florida, and found out your show was no longer on. And I was upset that your show was not anymore. Before I went in the Army, I listened to your show every morning from 2001 to 2006. When I heard you were coming back to morning programming, you made this disabled Iraq war veteran the happiest man around. Great to hear you back on the radio. Great to hear you again. I'm a huge fan. This is from Chuck. So, Chuck.
So nice.
Thanks for your service to the country, Chuck. He says he's a disabled Iraq war veteran. I'm sure something happened over there. Chuck, thank you.
And I'll dedicate the next Hall & Oates song we're singing to you. Chuck,
thank you for serving the country, and please keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, man. Chuck heard this. Hey, Roxanne, you know, you run in the mommy circles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the whole secret COVID-19 pregnancy deal?
I do. I've heard of this, and I get it. It basically buys people time. You get pregnant, you're not going anywhere. You can extend that stretch of having to tell your co-workers, your employer, friends.
Right, but it's also, you're along those lines, but also people that were pregnant and they weren't in the normal circles of going to work, of socializing. And the story also is that people had babies during the pandemic and so many of their friends or co-workers had no idea that they were pregnant because the interaction completely changed during the pandemic.
No, like surprise babies.
Surprise.
No showers.
The couples knew they were pregnant.
It's not like the woman at Walmart who accidentally had one in the toilet and then
No, but it comes down to that they knew they were pregnant, but a lot of other people, it's a good point. Probably a lot of baby showers didn't happen during. And listen, my daughter Chloe's graduation was, she didn't have graduation. She didn't have prom.
A lot of people hook up around New Year's Eve and people get pregnant then and then have the babies in September. So if you got pregnant in late December, then you didn't have to. Yeah. You didn't even show until we got into the pandemic and you were quarantined.
Listen to this quote from this lady. As soon as we were able to start telling people, everyone that we were having a baby, everyone was in quarantine. 95% of the people in our life didn't know we were pregnant until after we had the baby. They had the baby.
That's the way to do it. You don't have to worry about any of the showers, any of the other stupid stuff.
Well, not for that reason, but just you can enjoy it privately with your family.
Oh.
And not worry about giving people updates.
Hey, Roxanne, did you know that yesterday was National No Bra Day?
I missed it.
How did we miss this, guys?
I celebrate all the time.
National No Bra Day. All right, first of all, Roxanne, I'm going to tell you right now, and the guys will affirm this, that I hate these national this and that days. Those drive me nuts.
Me too. But the only one I like is National Coffee Day.
I don't like any of those national days. Those are just manufactured piles of crap. But the fact that yesterday was National No Bra Day and we missed it, I might have mentioned that one. Quite possibly.
Never mind. I was going to say something to Fester, but I know he's sensitive.
Froggy.
I was just going to say, when's Man Bra Day? But I that would get him all right.
Folks, Man Bra Day is not till March, so suck it, okay? All right,
folks, Fester is not sensitive about many things, but there is one item. I'm not going to even talk about it.
Well, listen, don't, because he's going to walk out.
Fat shaming is the new Me Too movement.
No, I'm respecting you. I'm not bringing it up.
All right, so let's not bring it up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not bringing it up.
Who are we talking about next?
But it's not really fat shaming.
It's not. Did you hear the new details that came out? You know, the whole plot to kidnap and kill potentially the Michigan governor. Did you hear the new details? This is creepy. This is maniacal. Were these guys really going to do this? All right, so new details on the Michigan governor kidnapping the whole Wolverine Wolfpack. What's the name? The Wolverine Watchmen.
Wolverine Watchmen. Yep.
Yeah, Watchmen. So new details on that. We got a long way to go. We got an hour plus to go on the MJ Morning Show. We're back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, MJ Froggy, Fester, Roxanne here, 9 o'clock exactly on a Wednesday. And if the Rays defense is as good as it was last night and the bats are hot tonight, it's done. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to realize that the Astros are going to be clawing. They're going to be like a dog trying to get out of a swimming pool, you know, if it falls in.
Maybe they're just like, forget it. I want to get out of the bubble, be with the family, get out of here.
I don't know. They're pretty close to the World Series. They might actually try.
Yeah, they might try tonight. So, but
they're not that close. They're three games down.
Yeah. Well, the Rays, don't take that for granted. Don't rest on laurels. Try to put this thing away, because you got to realize that the survival instinct for the Astros clearly going to kick in tonight to try. But what are the stats in a championship series? What are the stats of a team down three games to zip coming back and winning the next four?
299 times out of 303. The last time it happened is when the Topeka Black Stockings.
Yeah, I don't think it probably ever happened. Has any team ever come back from three games to zip that deficit?
Sure,
I don't know if that's happened.
In the history of the world, yes.
No, I'm talking about...
He doesn't know that stat, but he'll tell you the airplane that flew over the field and what model that is.
Guys, I'm talking about Major League Baseball. I'm not talking about...
It's been done.
Yeah, somewhere around the planet. I'm talking about major... Yeah, do you have it?
Let me see. We know just being down. Oh, no, that's stupid. Teams to overcome 3-1.
Keep looking at it. See if you can find a 3-0 deficit and coming back.
In 1939, the New York Rangers beat the Boston Bruins.
I remember. Is that true?
That's a bunch of them.
Oh, there are? Really?
Yeah. How many?
In hockey and football?
I'm not talking hockey and football. I'm talking about baseball.
In 2004, the ALCS.
Yep.
The Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees after they were down 3-0.
All right, there you go.
And went on to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Ms. Baseball Stat.
I was at that game. They won 19-6 or something, and I forgot about that. I didn't realize they were down three games at that point.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Go Rays tonight.
I'm drinking too much.
The MJ Morning Show, we're rooting for you. We all feel that the Rays will put it away tonight. A four-game sweep, that'd be awesome. An update. This is crazy. That whole story, we talked about it last week. That militia up in Michigan that had a plan to kidnap and potentially kill the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. This is insane stuff. This, the Wolverine Watchmen. And these guys made an appearance in federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday. And new details came out because some of the feds, some of the FBI agents involved in the investigation, they were testifying. And this is crazy. These guys, these militia guys, pissed off at Governor Whitmer. What are you saying?
It's just between you and me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just, Roxanne just gave me a hand gesture.
Are you mocking his hand gesture?
What are you doing? All right. Anyway, so these guys were all ticked off at Whitmer because of the lockdown, and the duration of the lockdown was pretty intense in Michigan during COVID-19. So they wanted to take her out. New details are that these guys wanted to mug a pizza guy, steal his pizza uniform, and then pretend they were the pizza guy to show up at the governor's vacation home in northern Michigan and then cap her.
Inspired by Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my. What?
Do they have to wait for her to order a pizza?
All right. Now she gets Chinese on Tuesdays. But we can't pass on that one. So
Pizza.
Wait for the pizza day.
My God.
Pizza.
Pizza, man.
It's the pizza guy, sir.
We didn't order pizza.
Oh, that's okay.
Free pizza day.
Pizza.
Little Caesars is a Michigan company.
This is so is Domino's.
Yeah, that's right.
Is Papa John's as well?
Oh my God, Michigan loves pizza.
What's going on with Michigan?
Papa John's is a Kentucky company.
Oh, they
company.
Do love, they love pizza up there.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Well, Detroit-style pizza.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that's becoming big in New York as well. Is the, you know, the squares are, there's a big square war up in New York as far as, you know, pepperoni gross. Squares. What gross what?
I don't like square pepperoni pizza.
No, listen, I love pizza. You know, I'm a pizza nut. I love the traditional classic New York slice. Hi to Skip at Miro's Pizza, South Tampa, formerly Pachi's. Great New York pizza.
And Chicago pizza sucks.
I'm not a Chicago fan. I love a great...
I love Chicago style.
Shut up.
That's like cake with cheese and salsa on it.
It's delicious.
Have you ever had
cake like
with
lasagna.
Cheese and salsa?
It's good. It's like...
Now you're really talking gourmet stuff.
But, you can get into a big argument. If you get into a Chicago pizza fan argument, God, it's the worst.
I'm talking about a Publix birthday cake with cheese and sauce. That's fantastic.
Tell you what. Why don't you go to the bakery, get a cake, and then go get some ragu and some mozzarella. Make it right there in the aisle and go to town.
Gotta have the buttercream icing. Gotta have the buttercream.
No, but this is crazy. They wanted to mug a pizza guy, then show up at her house. I don't think they were waiting for her to order a pizza to do it. I think maybe they were just going to have the pizza guy knock on the door, and who's not going to answer the door if the pizza guy shows up? Just to even tell him that, hey, you got the wrong house.
Pizza.
You know?
I guess they were trying to do the wrong house pizza thing.
These guys are out of their mind. They were using code words like debased tyrant, red hot, alpha FU, grandpa. That's to hide their identities?
Crazy bread.
All right. Your nickname is Garlic Knot.
Pizza.
Chicken wing.
That's crazy stuff. And speaking of nuts, that convenience store robbery in Valrico is outrageous. Hang on. MJ Morning Show, Q105, 913, and that surveillance video from that convenience store robbery in Valrico is pretty scary stuff. That guy's maniacal, and hopefully someone can identify this nut job, get him off the street, because I don't know whether he's all methed out, whether he's drugged out of his head, but this guy could certainly hurt somebody or potentially kill somebody. If you don't know the story, this is out of Hillsborough County, out of Valrico, and it happened at a convenience store. This is at the Shell gas station. It's at 4330 Lithia Pinecrest Road, and it happened on Saturday night, just before 11 p.m. Guy walks into the convenience store, and the surveillance video, which has been released, shows this. The guy demands that the clerk at the Shell station open up the cash register. And she says, I can't open the register. Then the guy who has his face covered, as most of us do these days, and have we seen stats? I got to believe that robberies are up because robbers can walk around with masks on and you're not going to arouse suspicion these days.
Yeah, I like to think the concealed carry permit laws are keeping robberies down.
I would hope so.
Wow.
I still think they're up here and even in Florida, but I know they're definitely up in like New York and Chicago.
So this woman, the clerk at the Shell station in Valrico, says, I can't open the register. And then he starts screaming, open it now! And she's like, I can't open it. Open it now! He then points the gun at a shelf and then fires the pistol.
What? Not a shelf. That son of a...
He fires a gun at the shelf and then says, the next one's for you.
He shot one of my shelves?
Do you have bulletproof shelves?
Where is this at?
This is Valrico.
What store?
A Shell station.
Son of a bitch, we do Shell.
By the way, Froggy, after he left the MJ Morning Show, went to work for his father-in-law in the shelving business. And that's Froggy's real job. This radio thing's just a part-time hack deal.
You could call me the Sultan of Shelves.
If you need shelves, call Froggy.
That's right.
You need an RV, you call Fester, because Fester still works one day a week and by appointment a General RV. I'm serious, folks. If you need an RV from like a used thing, like Uncle Eddie and vacation, or if you need something brand new, if you need like a fifth wheel or like a serious RV, Fester's your guy. Just email Fester, fester@mjmorningshow.com, and Fester will give you a good deal on an RV.
Yeah, come on down.
Fester, you should pitch a recreation of the Eddie RV. And just like, I bet you people will buy that
thing.
They
would, but you do it new, but you make it look.
Yes, yes. On the inside, new. On the outside, it's all Eddied up.
Crapper's full.
It's the crapper always full.
It's the crapper full edition. But back to the story of Valrico. This guy's a nut, and this guy's got to get off the street. So hopefully someone's going to recognize this guy. So finally the cash register was opened. He went into the drawer. He dug out cash. He took off, and he said, you have a good day.
Well, I mean, he's polite to you.
Then, wait a minute. The worker then said, you won't go far. Man, that's a good way to get another shot fired back at you.
She was pretty feisty.
What's up with her? She's dumb.
I got the audio here. We'll play the audio in a second. He was wearing a mask. He had a hat on. He had a hoodie on as well. The sheriff's office, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, thinks that he's between 17 and 20. That's a young punk to be strong-arm robbing a Shell station in Valrico. Got into the car and drove north on Lithia Pinecrest.
I'm looking at this guy, and he has his face covered. He has dark sunglasses on. He has a hood pulled up, like you said, MJ. That's the suspicious part. I mean, I walked into a Wawa yesterday.
Hold on, by the way, before I forget, he had his sunglasses on. It's 11 o'clock at night. I wonder if he listens to Q105, because we play Corey Hart sunglasses at night quite a bit on this radio station.
That was right after Bobby Rich's 90s and 9s.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, but you know, we're talking about people walking around and wearing masks. I take my sunglasses off now. I used to wear them inside now, especially during the day, but just not to be as suspicious and oafy looking, I take my glasses off. This guy, 11 o'clock at night, he walks in, you know something's going down.
Yeah. All right, here's the audio. This is from the microphones that are on the surveillance cameras at the Shell station. It's crazy. Listen. How many times
do I have to...
Open it now.
I can't open it now. Do whatever you want to me, kid.
I
don't care what you got to do to me.
Open it now. Hurry!
Now, open it. The next
one's for you.
Open it now.
Have a good day. Roxanne has her jaw dropped to the floor.
You know, I actually just watched it. I didn't listen to it. I was just watching the footage, and her body language, she looks feisty, but to hear her backtalk him with a gun in his hand...
She is feisty. Let me play this again. I mean, let this audio sink in from the strong arm robber.
I'm not lying.
Open it now.
I can't open it.
Open it now.
Do whatever you want to me.
Open it now.
I don't care what you got to do to me.
Hurry up and open it now. Hurry. Now. Open it. The next one's for you.
Please bring
open
them.
Open it now.
Just bring them.
Open it now.
You have a good day.
You won't go too far.
You know, yeah, you won't get far. Have a good day. And she says, you won't get far, but she's a firecracker.
I love her.
Good way to get yourself shot.
Well, that's true as well. But hopefully, can we get the story up? Let's get the story up on MJMorningShow.com. Someone's going to recognize this thug. Someone's going to recognize this guy, even with the mask on. And you got to get this guy off the street because somebody might end up dead because this guy seems to be a cracked out or a methed out maniac.
What kind of gun was that? Did he just shoot a 5-hour energy right off the shelf? Now, like a cowboy?
Why couldn't she have opened the register? I mean, if I would have come in there and bought Skittles and paid her with $2, she would have opened the register.
Hey, have you heard hot Israeli actress Gal Gadot is finally commenting on that Imagine Celebrity video disaster.
Do you pronounce the T?
Yeah,
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Gadot. Yeah, it's not like a French thing where it's like Gadot.
It's not like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, it's Gadot is what it is. All right, that, and I got to get Michelle on the phone a little later on because, we'll get her on. Because she's the one that showed me that video first back in March. And she was like, oh, my God. So Michelle wants to comment on that as well. Hold on. It's the MJ Morning Show Q105 back in just a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
9:33, and you got some Hollywood dirt here, some celebrity crap. And what caught my attention yesterday was Gal Gadot, the hot Israeli actress. And what was the? She's been in the superhero movies and
Wonder Woman.
She was Wonder Woman, and she's on fire as far as her career. Yeah, you know, she's
and now she's going to be Cleopatra.
Yeah, that was a controversy earlier in the week that some are upset that she's a white woman and Cleopatra
Israeli
was supposed to be black.
Wait, I thought she was Israeli.
Well, she is Israeli,
Egyptian descent.
Yeah, but I thought historically, I thought that Cleopatra was actually Greek and not born in Egypt. Isn't that right? Wasn't Cleopatra Greek?
My friend Cleopatra.
What?
I have a friend named Cleopatra. I don't know if she's Greek or not.
No, you don't.
Cleo? Of course.
You've got a friend named Cleopatra?
Who doesn't? Come on.
All right, so Gal Gadot, the Israeli actress.
Terrible name.
Well, first of all, I really don't want to say anything bad about her because I like her. I think that, first of all, she is smoking hot. That's number one. But that's not my only criteria.
That's mine.
I also find her very likable. Have you seen interviews with her? I find her to be not pretentious. I mean, she's smoking hot. She's making $1 jillion. She's, the darling of Hollywood these days. And I just find her likable. Really, really. So I almost don't want to say anything nasty about Gal Gadot. That Imagine Celebrity video that she spearheaded in the early days of COVID might have been the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
She did that?
It was her idea.
I hate her.
My wife, she's the one that brought it to me. She's like, oh my. This is like March. It just had come out and Michelle found it in her feed. And she's like, oh my God, you've got to see this thing. So Gal Gadot now is apologizing. Here's the audio.
You know, this virus had affected the entire world. And I ran into this video of this Italian guy playing the trumpet to all the other people who were locked inside their homes.
Who's this old lady?
And it goes,
this is her.
Gal.
All right, listen.
Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
And then it goes in all these celebrities.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Ew.
Imagine all the people.
You got Jimmy Fallon in there. Was it, who's the Silverman actor? Sarah Silverman and the comedians.
Mark Ruffalo.
It's 2 minutes of that. And it's a nightmare. It is the worst.
Was there backlash for all?
Go on.
Backlash backlash for all participants or just towards her?
It's all terrible.
And no religion to
imagine all the people.
That's a little much.
God. I don't even. Who's that? Like a bad American Idol audition.
It's simply terrible. That's crap.
Awful.
And the echo.
Rubbish.
That's rubbish.
So they all shot it. Jimmy Fallon is like walking through Central Park and he's singing his lines. It was just awful. It was just, the optics on it were awful. People called it tone deaf. Who the hell do these entitled celebrities think they are? Hey, Michelle's on the phone. Hey, Michelle, you loved that Gail Godot-led Imagine video, didn't you?
You know what? I want the last, like, 30 seconds of my life back already.
How are you doing, Michelle? Well.
Yeah. When they said tone deaf, both the message was tone deaf and all of their singing was tone deaf.
Froggy wants to know, are you living with MJ in perfect harmony?
How have you not killed him yet?
Sliced off his thing like John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh my! This segment's taking an awful turn.
Michelle, you brought me that Gal Gadot thing back in March when it first hit.
Yeah, it was terrible then. It's terrible now. Why are you replaying it?
Well, because
we're going to do an MJ Morning Show version. Imagine if you try.
The reason why I'm bringing it up is because Gal Gadot has finally acknowledge that she only meant to do a good deed. She spoke with...
Right. She's just naive about it, but, you know, she shouldn't have done it. Don't poke your nose and stuff like this. I mean, honestly.
Do you think it's like celebrities thinking that they're much bigger than they are and there's an entitlement and, oh, wow, we're going to send a message to the world and everyone's going to think this is the greatest thing ever?
No. And maybe it was her excuse to call the different celebrities and, hey, you want to get together on this project I'm working on?
It was. She called all her friends to get them. She got Kristen Wiig. She got Mark Ruffalo, Will Ferrell, Natalie Portman, Nora Jones, and a bunch of others in this thing.
Ooh, woo, 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 I'd love to do it. Woo.
And what is uplifting about that song? And second of all, the irony of picking that song to try to send a message around the world when we're shutting borders because we're trying to, like, you know, save as many lives as we can. And imagine there's no heaven while people are dying. I mean, there's so many ironies.
Yeah. And they're in their mansions.
Yes.
They're locked down in their mansions with their 9 bathrooms. Yeah.
Possessions. Okay, all you foolish people who are out there telling us to imagine it. I'll tell you what, step outside of your mansions and let us know what it's like.
My goodness, listen to you.
Yeah, Michelle's all
hello. It was when you were sitting in the middle of New York City as it was all happening in the worst place and that song came out, I was just like, oh my God, I just couldn't believe it. It was horrible.
You wanted a throat puncher.
Imagine if I throat punch you.
You have to stop singing now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a terrible voice.
Yeah, she's
taking ownership and she's saying that she understands it was badly received. It was her idea and she says, I only meant to do something good and pure and it didn't transcend. Well, you got that right. I like her. I like Gal Gadot.
Don't do it again.
All right, Michelle. I'll see
you. I think Froggy's having a little too much influence on you there in the studio.
Yeah, I'm a little negative.
I'll see you in a bit, all right?
Bye,
sweetie. My lovely wife, Michelle. Mike Tyson, we'll get to that in a minute. I got a couple of morons in the news things. That lady with the plastic surgery on her cheeks, that was hideous.
Something else. Yeah.
That is hideous. All right, hold on. We got a loaded segment next. The MJ Morning Show back on Q105. Good morning, Britain. That's the name of the show. Good morning, Britain.
Good morning.
Did they have that before Good Morning America? Did they rip off Good Morning America with Good Morning Britain, or did Good Morning America rip off Great Morning Britain?
Actually, it came over here around 1770.
You think so?
Yeah.
Were they wearing red coats by any chance?
They were.
The red coats are coming with their terrible morning television programming?
So what segment's next on Good Morning Britain? Dental care?
Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Spread the word. Tell everyone you know that the MJ Morning Show is back. It's me, MJ, and Froggy Fester. Roxanne joins us, and this is week number two. We're just getting back into the swing of things, folks. We're just getting warmed up.
Y'all are just getting back to the swing, and I'm just getting to know you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you're 100% right. All right, the Mike Tyson thing. Was he on drugs? Was he drunk? His excuse was he was tired, but...
I believe him.
You know?
Is there jet lag going to Europe or coming back? Which way?
Both.
Is there? I mean, he seemed out of it.
For me, typically going back is a little less. Unless you're like on the total opposite side of the world, and like when we go to like Japan or Korea, that's 12, 13 hours difference. So that's total opposite as far as your clock and your circadian rhythm. Anyway, Good Morning Britain. You know the host is that thing?
Billy Bebop.
Hello.
Who is it?
Yes, Fish and Chips, your host of Good Morning Britain.
Oliver Twist.
Britain.
It's Piers Morgan.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Piers Morgan. He's the co-host along with Zelda Crickmore.
Zelda.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, hold on. Her name is...
I love the Crickmores.
Susanna Reed.
Yeah, I like Zelda better.
Yeah, Piers Morgan and Susanna Reed. So they have Mike Tyson on. They're interviewing Mike Tyson. He's 54 years old now. And, of course, the big story is he's coming out of retirement. And he's going to have this fight with, what's his name?
Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr. Yep.
Yeah. Roy Jones Jr. Yeah. is no joke.
No, he's not.
I mean, Mike's, I don't know, man.
Does Mike need the money? Probably so. That's probably why he's doing this.
Yeah, right. He has like a weed ranch. He's a, yeah. He makes more money than ever, I think.
He took his like last $2-3 million and invested in like this farm.
Really?
He's
doing well?
He's doing well. He does things for attention.
He is loaded and loaded.
Good for him. Well, apparently in this interview, he might have been loaded. Listen to this.
Why do you want to do this?
I just want to do this. I'm planning on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
As someone personally who's rapidly approaching the age of 50, I would never cast aspersions on anyone's age.
No, never.
But there have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together. That it's a fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
Mike, you've been putting out some pretty ferocious videos on Instagram showing you in training. And A, they show you in fantastic physical shape, but also pretty scary and ferocious. How do you feel? Are you in the kind of nick that you were in 15 years ago?
Pretty much. I'm just ready to do this. I feel really good. I'm ready to do this.
If he goes into the ring like that with Roy Jones Jr., he is in trouble.
How does Piers Morgan not stop the interview after the first answer and say, "Hey, Mike, how about you get a spot of tea or something?
Let's go to our sponsor, Spotted Dick. We'll be right back."
I think he's... Have you heard his baseline communication?
No,
that's how I spoke on Monday without a lot of sleep. Like, jet lag really messes you up.
He sounded messed up.
Mike Tyson later said, "I tried to stay up late for the interview but fell asleep, and like a lion, I'm hard to wake up once asleep." This is a tweet that he tweeted to Morgan and the co-host. "Training hard and going to bed early. I had no monitor, so I couldn't see you guys and forgot to look into the camera." So that's
okay.
I support Mike. I believe him.
That's what he's saying.
But I would not say anything bad about Mike Tyson because he'll kick my ass. Yeah. That's that. But Mike, come on, man.
Tyson didn't stomp on any
testicles. What else do I have? Cristiano Ronaldo, the big soccer player.
Ooh, CR7.
He's positive for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Oh. Right? That Instagram model, what's her name? This Anastasia Pokresh.
The Ukrainian one?
Yeah, just the lady from Kiev, Ukraine. Hmm. Anastasia. This woman wants to have, like, the biggest cheeks in the world. Is that her? That's her claim to fame? This lady is so hideous. What is she doing to herself? She's having plastic surgery to make her cheeks enormous. This woman looks like that saw clown. This I'm telling you, she looks like it's Billy the Puppet, right? In Saw, it's Billy the Puppet that guy used to communicate in the movie Saw. She looks like that clown puppet in Saw.
I think it's Balcony Face.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is like body dysmorphia, right?
It is. The crazy thing is, if you look at pictures of her when she's 26, she's beautiful. And this is only 4 years later.
What did she do? Now, you've got a picture of this up on our website, right?
MJMorningShow.com.
Did she go to, like, the Ukrainian Home Depot? and just get buy, like, caulking? Or
she bought 30-year caulk and emptied 8 tubes into her face. That's what she looks like. It's awful.
Why did that doctor do that to her? It's his responsibility or her responsibility to say,
looks good.
Hey, slow back.
Yeah. Why don't you call the Ukrainian medical board and file a complaint?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I think it's a Ukrainian medical issue over there. The lady looks disgusting. I'm sorry, but she does. Hey, before we get out of here, morons in the news. Did you see the snowboarders that might owe $170,000 after they caused an avalanche out in Colorado back over the wintertime? Evan Hannibal, 26, Tyler DeWitt, 38, charged with reckless endangerment. They started a March 25th snow slide, and it buried hundreds of feet of roadway on I-70 right at the Eisenhower Tunnel.
I remember when that happened. Jeez.
My bad, Boomer. Sorry, dude.
Hey, let's go to the dispensary, man. Let's get some edibles, dude.
Let's get lifted. Oops.
We're done, folks. Another MJ Morning Show in the can. Let everyone know that we are back. MJ, Froggy, Festa, Roxanne. The MJ Morning Show back on Q105. We'll see you back here tomorrow, folks.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.